Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
That banter would make Siskel and Ebert famous. And it would change the way people in media talk, or at least how they try to talk. And not just about film, but about sports, politics, television, fashion, or even history. Some of your favorite talk shows and podcasts are indebted to Siskel and Ebert's style.
I don't want to become a nun. I want to be a normal person. Not that nuns aren't normal people, but you know what I mean. I just want to, like, pay taxes and complain about traffic and, oh, to try a Cinnabon. But obviously, I'm super grateful that you, you know, raised me and fed me, saved my life, you know?
During the Great Recession, we saw lots of people coming into our libraries, particularly the Covington Library, since we were so close to the Career Center. As the recession kind of ebbed and we started looking at, well, what can we do more in workforce development?
On today's episode, we feature samples from these three podcasts, The Big Picture, Gene and Roger, The Princess of South Beach, and Northern Kentucky Spotlight. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The podcast The Big Picture from Ringer has been around for a while. It's a popular movie review podcast. But one of its best series is a look at the famous movie critic duo Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert. Siskel and Ebert were the iconic movie reviewers in the 80s and 90s. The two critics wrote for competing newspapers in Chicago and liked nothing more than to show the other one up. Film critic Brian Rafferty grew up admiring Siskel and Ebert, and The Big Picture, Gene and Roger, is his love letter to them and to the big screen. Here's a sneak peek at Gene and Roger from the episode I Must Destroy Him. In this clip, Brian talks about the unique relationship that Gene and Roger had and how it was the key element to the show's success.
They could boil down big observations into just a few quick, cutting sentences. And while they got heated at times, they were never mean to each other. Most importantly, they were able to sound smart without ever coming off as show-offy. It was such a simple approach to movie reviewing, but when they first teamed up, no one else was doing it.
They were the only game in town, and this was sort of a new thing.
This is Chaz Ebert, Roger's wife and business partner for more than two decades.
Two Midwestern guys sitting in movie chairs reviewing the movies, people kind of went a little gaga over it. When Gene and Roger were both really high on a movie, it was so much fun to sit and talk about it with them because they're like two little boys going back and forth and then this and this and wait a minute, what about this part?
You probably have a Siskel in your life or an Ebert. It's the one friend you can debate anything with and never have to worry about being impolite or incorrect. Mine's my buddy Ryan, whom I've been arguing with for, 30 years now. Hey, Ryan. Gene and Roger simply had those same conversations on TV every week for decades. That banter would make Siskel and Ebert famous. And it would change the way people in media talk, or at least how they try to talk. And not just about film, but about sports, politics, television, fashion, or even history. Some of your favorite talk shows and podcasts are indebted to Siskel and Ebert's style, including ESPN's long-running Pardon the Interruption.
Let's see him do it again.
Do it again?
Let's see him
He's
do it again.
He's done it for 15 years.
Let's see him do it in game three.
You said he was dead.
PTI creator and producer Eric Rideholm grew up in Chicago and lived right around the corner from Roger Ebert. And watching his hometown heroes at work was an early lesson in what makes good TV.
What I found with Siskel and Ebert is you saw the best versions of themselves on television. You saw them come to life and you saw them as the human beings that you are. You didn't see them as analysis. You saw two people who could get under each other's skin, sometimes personally, but mostly about what it is that they just watched, this thing that they have passion about. When the people on the screen are passionate about something, the audience tends to be passionate about the discussion.
From the podcast, The Big Picture, that's Gene and Roger. Relive Siskel and Ebert now on The Big Picture podcast from the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/start here. Our next podcast uses the format of the classic soap opera, yet breaks with that style every so often to let you, the listener, know that it can laugh at itself. The podcast is The Princess of South Beach. It's an homage to the telenovelas with a simple enough premise. Gloria Calderon and Maria del Carmen are twins separated at birth. Gloria was raised by one of the richest families in South Beach, and the local gossip outlets follow her every move. Everyone wants to be her, even though she's a snob and a brat. Maria, meanwhile, grew up in a convent and is generous and kind and completely unaware of this famous family. The drama kicks off when Maria happens to witness Gloria's death in a boating accident, and everyone mistakes Maria for Gloria. Gloria's ghost then becomes an omniscient gossip girl-esque narrator from beyond the grave, responding to Maria, who can't hear her. As we learn then that their parents aren't whom they seem to be. Let's give you a taste of The Princess of South Beach with the episode The Accident. Maria, the convent-raised twin, is about to leave the convent to fulfill her dreams of exploring the world.
Maria, are you sure you want to leave? It's not too late to change your mind. We could always use another nun here at the convent of Las Hermanas de la Santa Misericordia de Jesucristo, Nuestro Señor y Esperanza Eterna.
Please, hermana, we've been through this like a million times. I don't want to become a nun. I want to be a normal person. Not that nuns aren't normal people, but you know what I mean. I just want to, like, pay taxes and complain about traffic and, oh, to try a Cinnabon. Obviously, I'm super grateful that you, you know, raised me and fed me, saved my life, you know?
Ay, mija, please, there's no need to thank me. I loved raising you as my own. All of it, even the dirty diapers. Well, maybe not the diapers so much, but everything else. Oh, I can't believe it's been 22 years. But you know what they say. Time flies when you're serving the Lord.
I have never heard that one before.
Oh, it's a nun thing. Just promise me that you won't forget who you are. Oh, and promise that you won't listen to reggaeton. I'm pretty sure it's satanic. Aunque a mí me gusta Bad Bunny, que no es bueno, pero de todas maneras, the devil is what makes it so catchy.
Hermana, before I leave, are you 100% certain that you don't know anything about my parents?
Ay, mi amor, if I knew anything, I'd tell you. But, as you know, you arrived on our doorstep like Moses in a basket with nothing.
Oh, please, not the Moses story again.
You literally arrived in a woven basket. And we gave you everything, even your name, Maria, after the Mother of God. And Carmen, after that famous explorer, Carmen San Diego. I love that show. Here is the address for the job I found you. Yeah. Remember, we're not far away. Que Dios te bendiga, Maria.
I love you, hermana Claudia. Adios.
Adios, mi amor. Adios, Maria.
From the iHeart podcast, Princess of South Beach. Catch more of this cheeky homage to telenovelas from the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org. Click on the podcast menu. Northern Kentucky has a vibrant business community, and now there's a local podcast to highlight the interesting stories from Northern Kentucky every day. The Northern Kentucky Spotlight Podcast keeps you up to date with business news and others around the Cincinnati area, and it's more than just about business. Case in point is this episode titled, Kenton County Public Library Offers More Than Just Books. It's a great title. And here's a sample of the Northern Kentucky Spotlight episode with Library Executive Director Dave Schroeder about its help with the employment areas of careers and career organization.
And I know that the library is very involved in those workforce efforts. Can you touch on those?
Absolutely. During the Great Recession, we saw lots of people coming into our libraries, particularly the Covington Library, since we were so close to the Career Center. And the Career Center was being slammed in those days with so many people who were unemployed. And so we started, you know, some smaller programs of helping people with resumes and things. And as the recession kind of ebbed and we started looking at, well, what can we do more in workforce development without duplicating what everybody else was doing? So we started meeting with other groups, the Career Center, the Brighton Center, the Web, and saying, what are the gaps? And one of the gaps was folks who were managers who had been outsized or downsized, that nobody was really working with them. And so we decided to take that on at the library as kind of our mission. And so we started what's called the Northern Kentucky Accountability Group. And so they meet every Wednesday morning at the Erlanger branch. And they are mostly professionals who are looking to either change career paths or have been outsized or downsized and are looking for new opportunities.
In our local podcast spotlight, that's the Northern Kentucky Spotlight, now available on the podcast menu at wvxu.org/start here. It's chart time. Our weekly look at the chart toppers of the past week for the Apple Podcast Charts has presented by iTunesCharts.net. Well, this hot new podcast just debuted and shot to number one because it's a rewatch of a hit TV series. The podcast is Welcome to Our Show and its companion to the Emmy-nominated show New Girl. The podcast takes you behind the scenes of Apartment 4D with the crew who called it home for 7 incredible seasons. That's Welcome to Our Show, number one on the Apple Podcast Charts. To learn more about that podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter on the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.